This week, the Utah Attorney General's office announced the sentencing of a man who attempted to recruit a 15-year-old girl to work in a commercial sex operation. This comes in the wake of a series of investigations and arrests into human trafficking and internet crimes against children. KUER's Andrea Smarden reports.
According to the Utah Attorney General's office, Charles Darrell Kelly was involved in a commercial sex operation at a motel in Midvale when he approached a girl in a parking lot and asked if she wanted to make some money. Kelly has been sentenced to serve 1 year in custody and 3 years of supervised probation for attempted human trafficking, a second-degree felony. Assistant Attorney General Daniel Strong prosecuted the case. He says catching people in these crimes requires awareness from everyone.
This case came in from an employee at a motel who had been trained to identify signs of trafficking and even just prostitution, who was alert enough to notice those signs and reported to the police. So that's an example of how public education can lead to more of these cases being found and prosecuted.
Strong says his office is committed to addressing and prosecuting sexual exploitation of children and human trafficking in all its forms.
You know, statewide and also nationwide, there's a lot more attention being put on this issue. And I think the more light we shine on these dark corners, the more human trafficking cases we'll find.
Over the past few months, the Secure Strike Force in Utah has been investigating 11 human trafficking cases, and there were over 70 arrests as part of an Internet Crimes Against Children task force operation since April. Andrea Smarden, KUER News.